Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, August 7th, 2020. Prosecutor General Margarete Koppers announced on Wednesday that the Attorney General's office has taken over the investigation of a series of arson attacks in Neukölln. Per RBB reporting, Koppers has decided to take over all proceedings involving crimes committed against people who were active against right-wing extremism in Neukölln. According to Koppers, the two public prosecutors who have been in charge of the investigation so far are suspected of being biased. It's reported that they are the head of the State Security Department and the chief public prosecutor. Per Koppers, there is, quote, a shadow on the investigation, which rightly makes the people concerned suspicious. Koppers stressed, however, that the accusation of bias has not been proven. So far, there are no indications that, quote, something has not gone smoothly. The starting point for the review of the previous investigations by the General Prosecutor's Office was a complaint by a victim's attorney. During the internal examination of the investigation documents, an employee came across statements more or less by chance from which the suspicion of bias arose. According to information from RBB 24 Research, the examination also included the telephone surveillance protocols of the main suspects. Koppers stated, quote, there was a conversation between two persons belonging to the right-wing extremist scene. According to the statement, one of the prosecutors in charge is said to have stated in a hearing, quote, that he is close to AfD or is an AfD voter. Koppers went on to explain that the interrogated person told another that one could, quote, feel in good hands with the public prosecutor's office because of this statement. The reference to these statements is said to have been filed away and not forwarded. Per Koppers, there was a hearing after the examination by her office. As a result, one of the prosecutors is said to have requested a transfer and the other will be reassigned to a new department. She added, quote, the accusation that we do not investigate neutrally is very serious. The suspicion alone was so serious that I have decided to re-examine all proceedings in order to protect colleagues in the public prosecutor's office concerned, but also to ensure neutrality. Berlin's Senator of Justice Dirk Behrendt thanked Koppers for taking over the investigation, stating on Twitter, quote, there must be no doubt that the criminal prosecution authorities are pursuing right-wing extremist crimes. The police attribute 72 cases to the series of right-wing extremist acts in Neukölln, including 23 arsons, many of which were committed between the end of 2016 and mid-2017. After the arson attacks in early 2018 on the cars of a local politician and a bookseller, while police searched the homes of right-wing extremists, the arsonists could not be convicted, and police believe there are three suspects. A petition at the time had criticized that the suspected group of perpetrators was known, yet investigations were repeatedly suspended, and that those targeted were not informed about their endangerment, despite the knowledge of the security authorities. At the end of 2019, Police President Barbara Slovak admitted mistakes in the police work. Deutsche Bahn announced on Wednesday that they are now carrying out mask checks together with the federal police. The train personnel directly address passengers who do not wear mouth and nose protection, and, in most cases, the customers comply with their requests. And according to a railway spokesperson via the RBB, conflict situations are the absolute exception. Those who consistently refuse, however, must leave the train. Train expulsions are possible according to the railway traffic regulations, as explained by the Federal Ministry of Transport. It stipulates that, quote, persons who pose a danger to the safety and order of the operation or to the safety of fellow passengers, or who do not follow the instructions of the railway staff, can be removed from the carriage without the right to reimbursement of the ticket price. With regard to the question of fines, the Federal Ministry of the Interior explained that the respective state regulations on the obligation to wear masks also apply in long-distance trains. It therefore depends on where a long-distance train is currently en route in the event of a violation. In Berlin, fines of 50 to 500 euros can be imposed on those who refuse to wear masks, whereas in Brandenburg, no fines are imposed. In Berlin's public transport system, BVLG security staff also check whether passengers are complying with the obligation. According to the BVLG, about 30,000 violations were detected in the last 3 weeks of July. Those who were not wearing masks were fined 50 euros in only 200 cases, as most passengers put on a mask as soon as they were spoken to. Overall, the acceptance to wear a mask when using Berlin's public transportation system has increased. According to the BVLG, the overwhelming majority, about 90% of the passengers, adhere to the obligation to cover their mouth and nose. Formula E founder Alejandro Agag announced on Wednesday that he tested positive for the coronavirus upon his arrival in Berlin. He is now following all necessary security protocols in place for such cases and is self-quarantining. The world championship will be determined at the airport circuit in Tempelhof between now and August 13th, after the race series was interrupted in March due to the corona pandemic. The opening race was won by the Portuguese Felix Antonio da Costa ahead of the German André Lotterer. There are still 5 races to go. On Tuesday, 2 others from the Formula E Armada tested positive for the virus. 1,421 tests had been performed the day before. Both have also gone into self-quarantine. In view of the rising corona infection figures again at home and abroad, 4 out of 5 Germans expect a new lockdown this year. In a survey published on Thursday by the Zivi Institute for Der Spiegel magazine, 82% of those questioned expressed the expectation that there would be a renewed tightening of protective measures. Of those, 42% expect even stricter measures than in the spring. 31% expect new measures to be somewhat more relaxed, while 26% expect the situation to be similar to that in April or May. These expectations are linked to fears of new economic damage. 88% expect generally negative effects, and 52% assume very negative consequences. With regard to their own situation, fears are greatest among the self-employed and the smallest among pensioners. On behalf of Der Spiegel, the opinion research institute Zivi conducted a representative survey of around 5,000 people in Germany between Monday and Wednesday. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or help others discover us simply by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.